You know, the number one question I get about you
What's up?
is, do you miss doing the radio show with Amy Wells and me?
Yeah. I had a good time. I mean, you get a beer before, hang out, get some food. Logan's got good food. I think we had a good time with it, especially I think the first couple episodes, we were kind of like straight-laced, kept by the book. But really in the middle is when we really hit our stride.
That's when you just started doing whatever.
I think I really just started, yeah, doing whatever I wanted.
When you started calling for a streaker.
I did. That never happened.
It never happened.
It never happened.
It never happened.
Maybe this year.
Officiating. You had a lot of comments on officiating.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, man, they didn't let us play a little bit more.
But see, you couldn't do a show now because you're a much bigger star now that you are Pro Bowl left tackle.
See, I don't agree with that. I don't think I'm any more of a star. I think I've just become a better player. I mean, Nashville, you don't really ever think you're a star because there's so many of them walking around. That you never really get that feel that people are watching me or anything like that. And being a left tackle, like, it's kind of just, you don't really have that Marcus Mariota vibe. I'm sure Marcus can't go anywhere. For me, it's like, I'm just 6'7", 310 pounds of tattoos. Everyone's like, that guy definitely does something. But you don't ever really
know. The guy definitely
what.
Does something.
Yeah, he definitely does something.
Who's the most famous person you've seen in Nashville that impressed you? You know who mine is? Mine is Sheryl Crow.
Really?
I held the door for her at Starbucks.
Yeah.
And she had her son say to me, tell the nice man thank you. Very polite.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I think during the Preds playoff move, who was it? Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah.
He did the national anthem. I mean, he's a really nice guy. Kind of kept himself a little bit, but we shared a suite, and he was a really good dude.
The whole Preds thing for the offensive line, you guys got a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Was it the catfish thing, or was it Quentin Spain taking his shirt off? And how did you convince Quentin Spain to do this?
That didn't take much convincing at all.
Really?
I think, well, the way it kind of worked is we had a day where Russ Graham took the offensive line to Buffalo Billiards. And Buffalo Billiards, we're playing shuffleboard. We have a pool tournament going. We're all kind of having fun. And Q takes his shirt off. He, like, to prove a point or something. I don't know what his logic was in the whole thing, but takes his shirt off. So that was, like, the big running joke with the O-line. So I go and I get the catfish before the game, and we're sitting there. I'm like, look, we all need to do something. I can't just be the only guy holding the catfish and slamming a beer. We all need to slam a beer, blah, blah, blah. And Spain's like, I'm taking my shirt off. I'm like, that's a great idea, Spain. And he's like, no, I don't know if I should. I don't know. And then we took a vote on it. It was 3-2. Spain's taking his shirt off. Spain voted for himself to take his shirt off.
What is the thing that you have learned in the last couple of years about playing specifically left tackle that you have improved the most that has enabled you to take your game up?
I think kind of what I touched on is taking it one play at a time. I don't look at a game as 60 minutes of football. I look at it as a series at a time, as a play at a time, and being the best I can on this play, a series of rounds. And my goal is to win every single round. Every play is a round, and to take, hey, you know, in this play, you need to get a backside cutoff. I need to have my first step be right, because these three techniques in the NFL, they can run. You know, I'm lucky enough to be somewhat athletic as a tackle to where I have a pretty quick first step. But if I have bad technique, I'm going to get beat in that play. I think the cool thing about offensive line, you don't really get that much attention, but you also every play have the opportunity to have a big play happen because of you. And I think if you just hone that in and understand that every play is your own personal battle, that's when things really start to click and really start to go, and you realize, you know, I'm in 2-minute drill all of a sudden going for the win. It's not about, oh, we're in 2-minute, oh, it's crazy. It's, what's the call? Okay, that's the call. Where are we going? Where's the mic? Okay, I know I'm here to here, or I might just be just here, and that's where I need to focus on, what my step is, what my hands go. I think my focus has gotten a lot better.